You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's March 5th, 2021. I'm Logan Miller, and this is a rundown of this evening's local news headlines. The Pocatello City Council voted to continue to enforce face masks for another month. The face covering ordinance states that all people who are in any indoor or outdoor place completely cover their nose and mouth when members of the public are physically present or otherwise unprotected social interaction with those who aren't household members. The ordinance does provide exceptions, which can be viewed at pocatello.us. The city council decided this ordinance needed to stay in place, at least until they meet again on April 1st. The council did invite staff to prepare an ordinance that repeals the face covering ordinance, and they will consider it in April. Coming up this Tuesday, Bonneville County will see the new round of bond and levy elections for the county's school districts. One of those districts with an upcoming levy renewal is Idaho Falls School District 91. The levy on the bill is the district's supplemental levy, a recurring levy the district has had implemented for 30 years.
The levy provides critical funding for the district. The bulk of that money, it really helps with teacher salaries, just so that we can stay competitive and bring the best high-quality teachers to our district.
That was Margaret Wimborn, the Director of Communications for District 91. The $6.8 million levy hasn't changed much in the last 30 years. The last change made to the levy happened in 2003. Wimborn says it provides a stopgap between what the state government provides and what is actually required to run the district.
And we've had tremendous community support for the levy over the years. As I said, it has been in place for a long, long time, and it is just up for renewal. Those supplemental levies come up for renewal every 2 years.
Although the bond and levy elections are the talk of the school boards right now, District 91 has another big decision coming up. They're looking for a new superintendent. The current superintendent, George Boland, has announced his retirement, and the Board of Trustees is looking for his replacement. The board has narrowed it down to 5 finalists, and the next round of interviews is next week.
That search started earlier this year. They have reviewed the list of candidates. They have done reference checks. They're going to do one more round of interviews with those semifinalists next week, and then we'll identify the finalists, and those finalists will be invited to come to Idaho Falls later this month, March 29th, for final interviews, and then they'll also have an opportunity for a meet and greet with our parents and patrons, students, and staff.
Early in the hiring process, the Board of Trustees sent out a poll to the parents of Bonneville County about what they wanted to see the superintendent focus on.
So some of the qualities that our parents identified as the most important in our next superintendent was fostering community relationships, positive community relationships, and then also has a strong background in curriculum, supervision, HR, team building, and also budgeting and school finance.
You can listen to my full interview with Margaret Wimborn on our podcast feed. Just search for BYU Idaho Radio. Today, Governor Brad Little signed the Wrongful Conviction Act in Idaho Falls. He signed it in the same courtroom where Christopher Tapp was wrongfully convicted of killing Angie Dodge more than 20 years ago. The Post-Register reports this bill was inspired by Tapp's conviction and later exoneration. It took now State Senator Doug Ricks 2 tries to get the governor's signature. Last year, the governor surprisingly vetoed the bill, saying he was concerned about the funding. This year, Ricks worked with the governor's office to make sure it would get his signature. The bill will compensate those who are wrongfully convicted with $25,000 for every year they were on parole, $62,000 for each prison year, and $75,000 for each year on death row. The governor said this is the right thing to do. It will retroactively compensate people like Tapp. This has been a rundown of this evening's local news headlines for March 5th, 2021. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.